Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. Another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show on the move. Got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. Mikey had his trip to Jupiter. The D-Man turned 40 after being 39 for 6 years. So he's entered into the 40 club. Fun night, fun birthday. We tried to do a recruiting trip for Mikey to get him down here. and we were gone. And we had to leave literally the next day. So that didn't go well. Hope you liked it, though, Michael. And the D-Man has finally turned the age of 40. He's entered his 40 era, which is big news in itself.
I'm an old man now, boys. Me and Mikey, we're a little long in the tooth, Michael. I mean, look at the – I got more grays in my beard now.
I do, too. I worried about it once, but now it's a distinguished mark, Joe. You're like fine wine. You're aging. I'm gonna tell you, he was in his elder element on Saturday night, Bob. He was oozing 40. He was oozing like old man, just refinement and pageantry and any word you want to use. He was embodying the life
in what way?
I just feel like, you know, you had the fit going. You were dressed nicely. Your wife looked beautiful. She was dressed up. She put out an incredible spread. She did a great job. She always does a great job. She's so hospitable. Holly and I stayed there Saturday night. She makes the breakfast spread as she always does. She's just, you know, and she's doing a lot, Joe. She's doing a million things with the babies up, and you know, she's helping the baby with the swimming, and she's doing the breakfast. She's doing great,
but what does that to do with my old man?
Well, you know,
anywhere near where we're trying to go with.
He's an established. He's established himself. I feel like he's an established elder man. I feel like he's done well for himself. I think he should be proud of himself. I think Saturday night to me, he was just like he's a man who's very comfortable in his own skin. He's exuding the elder. I think he's embraced the fact that he's turned 40. I think he's embraced it. I think he should embrace it. And he's taken off. Yeah, I think so. I think you're definitely embracing your older years. I think I think he's really putting in like that older guy type of vibe out there, Bob. You know what I mean?
Like, well, he'll start using like, you know, with the no filter, like him saying, he'll still be like, you know, like, Bob, like I'm 40 now. Like, I don't, like, as if 37, 38, 39, he refrained from that stuff.
Think about it, Mikey. In 10 years, we'll be 50.
It's very frightening to think about.
That's a hop, skip away. Because remember when we turned 30, that was only 10 years ago. Like, that's not that long. And 10 years from now, we'll be turning 50. Like, nobody's going to want to be listening to me ranting and raving and pulling the shit that I do on Bob Just Sports at 50. So, like, you know, the social media stuff, I got – now, the Brilliantly Dumb Show will go till the day that I die. I will agree with that. And that's something that I dearly enjoy doing with you guys on a weekly basis. But, you know, everything else, my social media – I got 5 to 10 solid years max. Like, you know, it's like that running back, right? Once you get a good contract, that first contract, you know, you can't expect another one. Like, it's like your years are dwindling.
And you know what it is too. You know what it is too. Bob's like fucking James Franklin with Saquon. He put a lot of miles on those tires, dude. Those tires got a lot of mileage on them.
Yeah,
we're running the ISO package a lot, Mikey.
You're getting Derrick Henry out there, 30 carries a game, dude. It's fucking, you know. eventually, that will catch up to you a little bit.
Yeah, but at the same time, too, you know, as the years has gone on, I would say the reps that cuts he's getting now is more than any reps that he's ever gotten before. Like, he's getting more carries, I think.
Derrick Henry. He's the Derrick Henry of social media. He's just, give him 30 carries a game. It just doesn't, he's an ageless wonder. Not many guys doing it at 40, Joe. Not many. This is a young man's game. It's a young cat's game, I feel like. There's not a lot of older guys out there. There really isn't. You're an anomaly.
Dude, it's so funny to think of all the people, like to think of like we were talking, like he's the same. You're older than LeBron, same age as LeBron.
We had the Al Horford one, which is younger than him.
1 year older than Rick Shields.
No, I'm like a week older than Rick.
Than Ricky Slick.
Yeah, when I told Bob that, he couldn't, his mind couldn't factor.
The LeBron comparison is not, I mean, you're talking about, it's a generational athlete. But yeah, when you say that, it's like, damn, like this guy could like sprint up and down a basketball court and dunk over five people still. And,
dude,
you know, like, it hurts when I bend over to tie my shoes sometimes. So it's like,
we got to film a hole with today was Thomas Edward Brady. And that is a guy who, he looks like he could still sling it. Like the shape that he's in is absolutely unbelievable. I'd be curious if we had 18 holes with him, what that would look like. We got him at like the start of the day. So he was it was good. He was a little more serious. Like he was just getting going to where I wish if we would have got 18 holes with him, I would have been curious to see how that went down. But peak condition.
He said to me, we were talking about him. He goes, "You look athletic." I'm like, "What?" He's like a fisherman.
Yeah, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom. Like a fisherman. I'm like, what is a fisherman built like, dude? Oh, man.
Yo, but I mean, look, Brady, one of those guys who's just like insane diet. I mean, for years, they always made fun of him for his diet, like how fucking nuts it was. I mean, this guy literally kept his body like a temple for so long. It's like, he's reverse aging. It's bizarre. He looks so much better now than he did when he came in the league. It's nuts.
If you look at a rookie with Nutella, and I think he had like the Nutella on like crackers, and he's doing the Nutella read, and I'm watching this ad, and I'm like, I don't think he's gonna bite the Nutella. Like, I don't think he's gonna take a bite out of it. And he did it way at the end, but it's like, you're right with his diet. I think he's so strict with it. I was even surprised to see him with Nutella, and I love Nutella, but me and Tom Brady are different.
Do you remember when they won the Super Bowl in Tampa afterward, when they had that footage of him like throwing the Lombardi to Gronk from the boat to the other boat?
Yeah, in the boat.
And he was fucking wasted. Like he was,
yes.
And he was, and they were talking about it, and they were like, yeah, he was drinking tequila. Like, and like, I think it was just a situation where the guy just doesn't drink. Like you could tell, like he's just does not drink. So when he even has like a little bit, he just goes fucking berserk, and they were just going fucking crazy. So, I mean, it's like this is a guy who doesn't eat nightshade vegetables. I mean, you're talking about like another level of just insanity. So he doesn't eat like eggplant, tomato. He won't eat like any of these nightshade vegetables. Joe, I could not tell you. I could not tell. Inflammation. I don't know. It's nuts.
I tell you what, man, I need to do some research on like gut health, because my gut is like, after I eat now, and I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or just fatter, probably a variation of both. But there are times, like Bob, we ate last night. We were in Boston. Great dinner, by the way.
Was last night Carmelina's?
Carmelina's.
Yeah. Wow. Man. How was it?
Oh, the owner came and met up hello. And they tossed us some free appetizers. Place was unbelievable. But I left there and I felt like I was carrying a bowling ball in my gut. I was so I was so bloated, man. And I looked, and if I see a side picture of me, it's just like there's times where like I wake up and I feel okay. And then after I eat, it's just like I got to do some gut health. I think I'm going to do one of those things where they clean out your gut and then you just fucking flush it out of you. Have you heard of this, Mikey?
Yeah, I mean, I think like if you could get like a block of time where you're back home and you do like a 72 hour, like a water fast, you'll detox, like your gut health will reset off of that by itself.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But like that would be very interesting to see. I've been talking about the 72 hour water fast for a long time.
I really want to do it.
I will do it with you. I would love to do it. I've been talking about it.
Maybe we do it once I get back from Vancouver.
That's fine, because I got vacation in 2 weeks. So I don't want to do it.
I think it would be hysterical to try to document, dude. I think I would go into a frenzy just trying not to eat.
They said the first 24 hours isn't bad, and then like the second day is tough. But then like you get past the second day, and they said it's kind of easy.
I don't have much of if I really, really needed to do it, like I do feel like you feel good at the end. I would rather just diet and not go full right. mode.
Go to that. The extreme. Like, but if a doctor correct. Told Bob, like, you have to do this or something yeah. bad's going to happen, Bob will do it.
But oh, I'm saying,
I'm
saying if Mikey and I did it, would you join?
That would be something.
Yeah, but it, my thing would be like for like the show. Do people really care? Like, do people really care too much about it? Like, what enjoyment? Like, if it's something for the show, what excitement do they get out of us doing a water?
Yeah,
you do some you live documentation. I feel like it would be funny to see if like who would crack the first,
like probably. The masturbation contest.
Yeah, like the Seinfeld thing, sure. dude. Like we do, sure. we all do it. We put like a couple $100 in the pot and we see yeah. who can go the longest.
Yeah, but yeah. Dave, if you did crack, would you be honest about it? Would you say would you say it?
Don't call his morals into question, Bob. We've seen no, how you this, think this
that
story
if I made is. If I made Don't a pact with you guys that I would be dishonest.
Well, like for example, like Michael, we went fishing, like, and we go out on the fishing boat. We go out with Grant, and it was fun. We had an awesome day. It was the beginning part for Joe's birthday in the morning, everybody starts to feel it, like to get a little seasick. Yeah. So Jensen turns to me and he's like, dude, he's like, I think Joe's really struggling. And you see Joe over there, like you could tell it looked like he was really struggling, but Joe kept saying, oh, I'm fine. Like I'm totally fine. And Jensen said, he's like, the problem is he's not going to tell you even if he is hurting. Like we've done drinking challenges.
That is preposterous. That's a J-Bone special. By the way, he was the sickest one out of everybody.
But
I just loves to rage bait, man.
Dude, he does like to rage bait you. But in his defense, but Joe, even like when we've done the drinking challenge in Punta Cana, you kept saying like, oh, I'm not drunk. And then next thing you know, you blew chunks. You blew chunks everywhere rather than just saying it. So he's going off of that, which I don't think is crazy. He does like to rage bait you 100%. But Joe was like, I'm fine. So, like, we're waiting and, like, we're seeing if everybody, like, you know, like, people are struggling and, you know, you can tell you're getting water and whatnot. And then sure as shit, the first one, you see Joe over the boat and just spooze it all out. And the first one, like, we're waiting for everybody else. Then you just turn and
you
just
know, do you know that you normally get seasick, Joe, or no?
I don't know if I get seasick nor I think so. The thing what set me off, if I may be able to defend myself against Jensen's accusations, is I initially when we first got on the boat, I didn't feel 100%. But then as we sat down, I was talking to Big Red, who's the skipper of Grant's boat, and I felt okay. And I turned the corner and I'm walking over around the side and I see the guy who's filming. Oh, they were documenting it, like leaning over and dry heaving. And for whatever reason, that really just sent me. And I immediately felt awful and I just had to throw up. And I don't ever do good. Like if I see people like go like do something, like it just is not good. So I think that maybe there was still an offset from before where I was maybe not 100%, but that just triggered it. And then I threw up and I was laughing after I threw up, but like, yeah, it was not my finest moment. Yeah. It was blowing chunks.
I can't deal with people doing the dry.
Yeah,
it's hard to watch. Like this guy was really, really struggling and Grant was filming it. So it was one of the editors, Jordan. Jensen's filming him over the boat and like that's it's hard enough throwing up and then he's filming him over the boat, he throws up, hands the camera then to him, and then everybody was just throwing up.
Did you yak, Bob, or no? I did. I actually do okay on the boats.
Doesn't bother me, but
we were in one of those boats and it was just going boom,
the like swells, side to side. Yeah, swells.
Because we got into the deep area and then it got really kind of, well, it wasn't like terribly choppy, but it was rocking, you know? So, but I'll tell you what, that fishing, it is a scene, man. Like it's wild what's going on. I was not prepared for that. I thought it was going to be like leisurely, you know, you cast in a thing and you're doing, bro, these things, these bonita, they're flying and you're reeling these things in. Bob caught a sailfish It was insane, man. It was I was not something that I think I would do like on a regular basis. It's not really like my scene, like so to speak, but I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I had a good time. It's just it's amazing too how much goes into it. Like, bro, if you're gonna commit, like, you know, Grant's got an awesome house and like he's got his boat right there, but like not everybody can just dock their boat at their house. Like, if you're a boat person and you really, you gotta love it. Like, if you have to like dock it, you know, a lot of people have it docked at the marina. You go to the marina, you gotta pay to get that thing cleaned. The gas on it is nuts. Then you gotta like all the stuff you gotta go through then to get it on the water, maintain it. What, like, if you're gonna be a boat guy, you gotta buy it.
You know what they say boat stands for, Bob?
What's that?
Bust out another thousand. That's what boat stands for. Yeah. I mean, it's just constant expenses. That's what it's just, it's never ending. The gas, the docking, all the maintenance, all of it is just not an easy business to be in, the boat business.
We met up with the live bait guy, the guy that we got the bait from. Joe, it was like $350 to get these sardines or whatever we were throwing on there. It's nuts.
Yeah, that's
so you
got to
be really bought in.
I don't even know what the license is and all that stuff, but like he was telling us even like how much gas is for a boat. Oh my God. He's got the three engines going on. You know, I'm not, at this point in my life, I can safely say I'm not a boat guy. It's not for me. There's some things that like, you know, now I can enjoy it from time to time. I really had a good time, but this is where I start to feel old where I'm just like, yeah, it's not really my thing. You know, like it's like when you're younger, you're more adventurous. You're willing to try more things. It's just, man, I don't know.
Not me. I feel like if I was out on something at 23, I let you know that I was out. I wasn't a boat guy then. I don't think even now.
Bob's great. Not
him. I mean, the guy like was just on a fighter jet. I mean, you know, you can't really say that he's not down. Yeah, I mean, like, what are we talking about here?
You know what, Mikey? That relieves me of a lot of stuff. Just being able to say that I was on that. You know what I mean?
100%.
It does. It relieves 100%. Me of a lot. You know,
look at the size of this thing that Bob caught. Look at this thing.
Yeah, that's I saw big... it. It's crazy. It's crazy. Now you had to release that back, Bob. You couldn't.
Yeah.
It was a catch and release situation. Apparently, it's just not a good fish. That it just there's not much to it. That it was just.
Could you like taxidermy it if you wanted to keep it and taxidermy it and like put it up on like the wall? I think that would be pretty cool to put it on the wall at HQ. Like a fucking big ass fish you caught. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that is cool.
The fishing I could do the hunting is where I would have no desire. I think just for me, big animal that would.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what, hunting Joe?
Is awesome. Hunting is great.
You've been hunting, Joe?
I've never done it because you need to get like your license. But when I was younger, my uncles, they all go in Green Bay. They all go deer hunting. They have the bow and arrows, and it's fucking. You go in the tree forts. It's sick.
I'd love to.
As well, it's like real bonding time.
But you've never gone out though, D. But you've never gone out.
I went a couple times, like not like during season, like during the actual hunt. But like I went, they had like a shotgun and stuff. We went like hare, like to get like the rabbits and shit like that. It's fucking sick.
Wait.
Hold on.
I'm trying to follow the story.
Yeah,
because
something's not
computing.
Correct. You said hunting's great.
Yeah. Yes. Mike. We started
hunting
with
is great.
We started with hunting is great. It's awesome. I said, you've hunted. You said, no, I've never been, but my uncles, they would hunt. And then Bob was like, well, but you personally, and you're like, well, I went out, but not in season, and there was a shotgun, and we were hunting rabbits. I would like to know.
In November is when it's actual hunting season, where they go out to hunt bucks, and they go to get deer. I've never done that. I've never been. Okay. First of all, you got to get your license. I went out in the back. They have these farms in these areas. I went hare hunting, like where you get rabbits and different shit like that.
Like Elmer Fudd.
But that's not official. That's not like official game hunting. Like that's not where you get your license and you go up on the boards and you wait for the bucks. I've never done that. That being said, it would be super unbelievable. Like I think it would be so much fun because even just like the bonding that you have with the guys, they play cards. They have these tree forts where they sit up and like they showed me all this stuff.
The tree stands.
Tree stands.
Yeah. But these hunter guys are nuts though, bro. Like my old boss used to hunt, and he would tell me, he'd be like, yeah, you know, had to get to the tree stand, set it up at like 3:30 in the morning. It's freezing fucking cold. He's freezing his balls off, not making a noise. They got to get fucking gash bait and fucking get the smells going and all this shit.
Sounds like he's going really intense. Like,
this guy was legit, bro. Like he would freeze all the meat, and he would have it like stocked in his, he would give the meat away. He would get
venison. And it's pretty amazing. You know, who's a big hunter, Bob, and he hunts everything is Chris, Rocky's friend. He goes and hunts like coyotes and like stuff out in the wild. Like it's like the next level.
Just not for Bob though.
Well, yeah, the fishing I like. The fishing I get down with. Hunting, I just hunting wouldn't be.
Because fish, it's like you don't feel as much of a connection to a fish as you do to an animal. You know what I mean? Like the animal. But the fish, it's like you see a little blood, but the water washes it off. They don't have a personality, really. They're not like going to make any noise, really. Like it's a slimy.
The noise would be tough too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the fish, they're flopping around. They're fighting.
There's blood everywhere in the boat. Yeah,
there's some parts that I could do without, but you're right, Mike. I agree.
A fish to me seems like an emotionless animal, and I could be very wrong with that. And I, you know, I don't want to offend any fish people. I'm a fish owner, by the way. I'm a fish owner, so I don't want to hear. But fish to me, very emotionless, very, very cold animal. You know, not, you know, but deer, you know, and you know, like how about these big game, these people who pay thousands to go to Africa and kill like giraffes and shit. That is so fucking nuts, bro. Like to me, that is just crazy. Like when these people
kill lions and stuff like that.
Yeah, dude. Like it's bad. That's such a bad look. And anybody who does that, like celebrity wise, always gets crushed whenever they get totally crushed by that. I would never have interest in doing that. Like I wouldn't go fucking hunt a giraffe in a controlled environment where I know for sure I'm going to kill it. Like, I don't know. That just doesn't appeal to me.
Ace Ventura, second movie, when he walks into the room.
With all the fucking animals, he's like. You know, they auctioned off that, you know, that rhino that he came out of the ass of that rhino in Ace Ventura 2? They auctioned that rhino off on like a movie prop site for like 55 grand. Somebody paid for that Ace Ventura rhino. That would have been a nice Bob HQ edition too. Something like that.
I feel like Bob should get into like the movie prop. Like
Yes. We need a good movie.
All these guys, you know, who's a huge one. Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, has like a fucking museum of all the props from like movies from like Godfather.
I'm very into that. I've never purchased anything, but I love looking at it and seeing what like the bidding prices are for some of the stuff for the movies. I think it's really cool.
I could see Bob owning like a museum one day with all sorts of random cool things like that.
HQ's running out of space fast, man. I mean, that's filling up fast, man. All right, another thing to talk about HQ-wise, it's going to be released in Tuesday podcast. Free throw stream is going to be happening tonight for those listening on Tuesday. Promo code BDS prize picks. It's going to be a very interesting one. Bet your first $5 lineup, get $50 in lineups. Promo code BDS. You can ride us. You can fade us. I think a lot of people rode us on the three-point challenge. I think a lot of people are going to go against us with the free throw. Free throw is a little tougher. I mean, I guess to follow-wise, pretty much we have 6 hours. Correct me if I'm wrong on anything there, Joe, but I think it's 6 hours to get 24 straight free throws. 44
one mulligan.
Yeah, one mulligan 44 times. So each heat, you get pretty much one mulligan throughout every single one. Every person has to make at least two. 6 hours seems like a long time. 24 is a lot. For example, Jensen now is shooting underhand. So, like, that's going to be a problem. So, Mike, I think the one you're going to have to come to is the hole-in-one challenge. But the free throw challenge for now.
So it's everybody. So there's six guys, right? Six guys, everyone's got to make two consecutive shots in a row. You have 6 hours to do it. That's it.
Not two in a row. They just have to make at least
to make 24 in a row. And each guy has to hit a minimum of two shots.
That's what
you have to hit 24 straight free throws with everybody contributing at minimum.
So is the strategy like let the worst guys go first?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like get Jensen and get Jensen to make his two and then move on from there. But the problem is, if the problem is if like you get to 20 and somebody misses, then he's got to go again. Or does he have to go again? Cause he's already made two. He'd have to go again.
No, he'd have to go. What we'll probably do is like, for example, Jensen starts, Joe will probably go after Jensen. You only get a certain amount of mulligans, I think. I think we get like 44 mulligans in it. Why that number is, I don't know. There's a rhyme or reason behind it. Of why
I thought it was one mulligan per try.
I thought so too, but then Jet said that. They have all the rules on their own prize picks, but I think that is the case. So, like, if Jensen misses the first or second, there's no need to use up the mulligan. Like, then
you purposely
miss it and then start again. Again, 6 hours, though. So, like, when we get to hour two or three, if he's struggling or somebody's – it's just – it's going to be a grind. It's going to be a fun stream, but it's going to be a grind. Probably go Jensen, Joe, FP, Jack can shoot, Lambers can shoot. It's going to be a grind.
You don't think we're going to do it?
If Jensen really can't hit, he's shooting underhand.
Yeah, that's so
many balls now.
Yeah, I've seen him shoot some free throws where like he's just not even getting glass, like it's just airmail. And like Jeff has a video of him where he's just chucking up. And then again, you know, it's not all on Jensen. Then if Jensen does get his two, then Joe's got to hit two in a row.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's going to be a grind. And again, when you get to hour three, four, five, you know, everybody's going to start getting. Prize Picks promo code BDS. We are going to get into our buy or sell. But before that, let's start off Joey D, Ad Reed, and Mikey V. Let's bang those out.
Yeah, before we do the buy or sell, I wanted to just address your attention to the fact that the Bill and Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends at GLD. Some of the best, most fresh jewelry. If you want ice, they got ice. They'll get you dripped out. They got people like Micah Parsons, Malik Nabers. They got ASAP Rocky. I mean, these are some of the biggest names in today's day and age. Rocking GLD, and they're looking fresh to death. So if you want to go in there, work hard and change the game for a limited time only. New customers are getting an insane deal. What you got to do is you got to use code DUMB, D-U-M-B, to get 40% off at GLD.com. That's 40% off with code DUMB at GLD.com. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Good time to get iced out for the summer, I'll tell you that much.
Really is. Now you want to be rocking that. And if you're going to be rocking that and you're going to have your jewelry shining, you got to have your skin game on point as well. Your skin's got to be matching the shine on the jewelry. And if you've been searching for some, I've been trying to get rid of these bags under my eyes for quite some time, some skincare on the face. I feel like I got a little glow going. I feel like a little tiny bit of a glow going. And that's thanks to our friends over at Naturium. Naturium is an official sponsor of today's Brilliantly Dumb Show episode. And if you're trying to get in a skincare routine, but it's too expensive, you don't know where to look, where to start, they got multiple oil body wash. They got oil body scrub. They got body oil, oil body butter. Skin literacy for everyone. Naturium makes it easy to find the ingredients, products, and routines that are right for you. The formulas are skin-friendly with pH-balanced ingredients that are gentle and effective enough for daily use head to toe. So give your skin the affordable, luxurious glow-up it deserves. Go to naturium.com/DUMB for 10% off your first purchase today. That's naturium.com/DUMB.
Very nice, Michael. Very nice. Fellas, let's head into the buy or sell. Petey, we'll start with you.
It's a two-part sell that I'm going to go through this week. It's combined, but it does have to do with the World Cup. And I think, you know, it's a two-part. It's the first part is the egregiousness of these offside calls where the guy's toenail is offside and now they're with – it's like – they do, you know, with the VAR now, it's just, it's preposterous. You know, it's hard enough to score a goal in soccer. And on top of that, it's like now these computer screens, I don't know if it's, there's a, Mikey, you would probably know better than me, if they have a device in the ball that tracks it, but they're able to get these images with the VAR. And it's like, if the guy even penetrates that line, that invisible line of offside with it, with the tip of his toe, they're overcalling the play and the goals. And I just think it kills the game. For years, he didn't even have that. And I think this is kind of the realm of now where we're taking technology to help make sure that you're getting the right calls, but it goes to the level where it actually kind of impedes it to some extent, I think. So that was the first part. The other part is the hydration breaks. Soccer can be a slow game to begin with. When you start to get a flow within the half, it's very fun to watch, and then you stop.
I hate the hydration break.
And it's twice in the first half, once in the first half, once in the second half. I just think they're overthinking it, and it's killing the vibe and the flow of the game. The two things together have been frustrating to watch. Now, I will say the World Cup has been awesome to watch. I've really enjoyed it. The fact that there's games all throughout the day, you're watching soccer. It's amazing. And, you know, it really makes you realize that, like, in America, we don't focus enough on soccer. It's like not nearly watched or enjoyed or even like televised enough. And I think it should be more, because it's an unbelievable sport. But I just think, you know, for me anyways, those two things have kind of they've impeded the game, and it's made it a little bit more frustrating to watch and difficult to watch too, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, the VAR, especially in that Colombia-Portugal game, guy was offside by a toe. I mean, it's you know, when it affects the outcome of the game, literally, it changes the outcome of what the final would have been. Now, it's a different story if a team's up 3-0 and, you know, they pull a goal back on the fourth goal, or the other team scores, it's late in the game. But, like, in a game like that where it's in the balance, nobody has scored the whole game, and you pull it back, it's like, is this really helping? Is it really helping, or does it kind of suck? And then the other one, Joe, the hydration break sucks, because soccer, the appeal to soccer for me was, and I don't know about other Americans, but for me, you get 45 to 50 minutes of no commercial sport, no commercials for almost an hour. You get to watch a sport with no commercial breaks, and that's gone now. Granted, it's only a 2-minute, 3-minute break. Fine. So you get 25 minutes or 23 minutes instead of the 45, but I don't like it. I agree with you 100% on it breaking up the flow. I think 22 minutes in, that's just when teams are starting to maybe figure it out a little bit. I hate it. I hate the hydration break.
It's not necessary. I just don't. They never.
Somebody did say, like, if the temperature of the game, if it's like in the upper 90s, you know, these guys are running out there, like, in a game like that, but just to have it automatically for every game is, to me, it's not necessary. It's crazy. But again, it's something they're doing to get the ads in and to get the commercials in, and you got to live with it. I mean, every other sport in America, there's a commercial every 5 seconds. So now we're back to that.
You know, it's always drove me nuts. I mean, people tell me that they do have it spot on, but I've always just felt like the extra time, like when they put the extra time on the clock, I never feel like it adds up to, like, after they score a goal where they're celebrating, or the amount of people that will go down. Yeah. I just never think that the extra time is on par what it actually is. I've always felt that it just kind of randomly gets thrown on there. I've always wanted, or like, if another team scores a goal and you're rooting for the other team, you just want them to hurry up with that celebration so quick and keep the ball rolling. Yeah. But it's like every goal, hockey has it to a degree, but not really. Really with soccer, I think you said it, Mikey, at Joe's house, it's like any goal, you can't celebrate right away because they're almost guaranteed to be taking a look at something. You just never know if it's an onside.
Yeah.
The only time you know for sure when it's a goal is if a guy is, like, dribbling the ball and he dribbles the ball directly into the defense and gets a shot off. If it's a cross into the, you just have to wait. You can't celebrate if it's like a cross or a corner kick, because you don't know if they're going to call it back for offside. But now they're calling goals back for fouls that happen in the build up to a shot. That's happened a couple times too.
What about the other day? The penalty that was taken, it was England Croatia, and the goalie jumped off the line.
He moved off the line
and made the save. Yeah. And they had to retake the penalty.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my
God. And people get frustrated with it because, like, they're not used to watching it. A lot of, like, Americans, they're not used to watching, so they get, like, they see that and then it pisses them off. But, like, they changed a lot of the things, like, in soccer. Like, it wasn't like this long, like a while ago. It wasn't like the VAR, like Joe said, VAR and all this stuff is like somewhat new. So it's like, I don't know.
Dude, I tell you, we've been, you know, we've been friends with Pulisic for a bit now. Like, I've known him for years now. And as a guy who's not really a soccer guy, you watch the World Cup, it's like, it's unbelievable how good he is, by the way. Like, he is so clearly the best player on the field. Like, I just can't, he's incredible to watch. It's fun watching him because you forget how good the guy is.
I think the U.S., this is the best U.S. team I've ever seen. In my opinion, because I think they have four or five guys, Gio Reyna, Balogun, Pulisic, Weston McKennie. You have guys who legitimately play. They play for the top teams in Europe. Like, this is not like, you know, Pulisic's at AC Milan, you know, McKennie played at Juventus. Like, these guys, they're legit. And U.S. is playing with a lot of heart. I would love to see them get to like the semis. That would be so cool if they could like rip off a couple wins, man. It really
imagine
would
they won,
awesome.
Michael.
Yeah, yeah. With it being in the United States, outside of France and Brazil impressed me today to come back on. We're recording. It's Monday. Brazil coming back on Japan impressed me. But outside of France. I have it like Spain, yes, came on a little bit later. Argentina's played, their group is a joke. Their side of the bracket is a fucking joke. Like, the U.S., look, I mean, they're going to have they got a tough road. The way they're lays out, if the favorites win, it's like they got to play Belgium. They'd have to play, I think, Portugal. They'd have, like, it's not going to be easy, but I think they have a chance. I would not put any stock in that loss to Turkey the other night because they sat a lot of guys on yellows. It was not their full go team. I would not put a lot of stock into that loss. I think that they have a little magic to them. I really do. They could score. They just got to be able to defend. They have to be able to defend, but I'm rooting fucking hard for them, bro. I'd love to see it. Pulisic is fun. A class act guy. He's a class act. He just is.
When you're with him too, he's such a humble guy too. Like, he's so, you forget kind of like how big he is because he's just such a easygoing guy. And, you know,
the guy reached out to me to wish me a happy birthday. Hadn't spoken to him probably in months.
He
like,
owes him some Brilliant Dumb Show, man.
He's just a great guy. Just a really great guy.
All right. Keeping it on rolling. Buy or sell. We're here in Boston right now. Look, big Yankee fan, obviously. So Boston sports, not my thing. Got to give credit where credit's due. Boston, the city, is a blast. I think it's awesome. I think the food is awesome. We were in the North End yesterday. Just tip of the cap, it's cleaner. To me, it's a lot cleaner than like a New York City. You get the city feel. Like I think Boston is really, really – if I had to live – I think you said it, Joe, and I agree. If I had to live in like a big city – Boston's up there from what I've had food-wise, vibe. I really like it.
I love Boston. Awesome. Haven't been in a long time, but like you said, restaurants, top-notch. The city's, like you said, nice city to walk around, like not crappy. And
I like the people.
I like the people, too. I mean, obviously, the sports rivalry, they hate New York sports. We hate Boston. It's fine. It is what it is. Yankees got swept by the Red Sox. The Yankees, I saw a stat, Bob. In the last 19 games at Fenway Park in June, they're 1-19 or 1-18. It's the most insane fucking stat ever. Doesn't matter. Chalk it up. The Yankees will. It's the June swoon. They do it every year. Moving on. But Boston's great.
I will say, Bob.
Good fan base too. All their fans, even though we don't like them, the rivals and whatnot. Boston fan bases show up. I mean, they really do.
Yeah. Oh, they got great sports. I mean, look at the Patriots. We're dynasty.
Celtics.
Red Sox over the years. Bruins have won. I mean, it's just insane. I think on top of that, Bob, too, you love Nantucket so much that you could live in Boston and just jet on over to Nantucket on a whim for a weekend if you wanted to. So, like, that's got to sweeten the pot a little bit more if you're like having to, you know, make that decision. But yeah, no, Bob's not wrong. We were walking through the North End. I've never seen so many restaurants in like one street. It's insane. It's just, there's people everywhere. The vibes now, it's also during there was a World Cup game today with Germany playing They're currently playing right now. So like there's people bustling everywhere. It was great. Like the city felt alive. It was really cool to be a part of. And Carmelina's was just, it
lived up to the hype. Nice. So did Buchan, bro.
Buchan is awesome.
Yeah, that was a nice play, Michael.
Unbelievable. So good. Good. So good.
That Agnolotti, how good were those?
That Agnolotti was great. I got to tell you, the tuna crisps.
Yeah.
The tuna crisp appetizer was, and then the dessert was, the bananas Foster butter cake was just absolutely, it was outrageous. I felt like you did. I felt like I had a bowling ball in my stomach. I haven't eaten like that, bro, in fucking a while. It was unbelievable. Fucking believable. It's so good. So good.
Let's go to Michael. Michael, buy or sell?
Yeah, I'm going to buy a couple things. I stayed at a very nice hotel with my wife this weekend when I was in Florida. And a couple things about hotels that I'm going to buy. Two underrated features to the hotel that people don't think about enough. Number one, the water pressure in the shower. I knew as soon as I turned that shower on, I was going to have a great day because that shower... Joe, this shower head, the water came out like it was like something that cleans elephants at the zoo. Like it was fucking pounding out the pressure. The water pressure per square inch has to be through the roof. It was
the raindrop one.
It wasn't. It was a mostly traditional shower head, but the pressure was so tremendous that like you just there is nothing worse than checking into a hotel room after a long flight and you turn the shower on. It's like an old person pissing on you. That's there's nothing worse than that. Nothing. That's number one. Number two. Now this is very weird, but this is something that I take them from every hotel if they're good.
Slippers.
A good pen. A good hotel pen by the bedside. I love that looks like it might be a nice pen. I love the twisty pens where the body twists.
Oh, that's.
I love a good hotel pen. So those are the two things I'm buying from hotels. If you got good shower pressure and a good pen in the room, I think you're doing really well.
Do you fuck around with the slippers and the ward? Like the I know Bob used the robes.
The robes. This place, I really was like, and you know, Bob had mentioned the Breakers to me, which I would love to stay. The Breakers price point was just so outrageous. Four Seasons was a little. This place, I say, it was called the Brazilian Court and Beach Club. The service couldn't have been anything you needed. They were so out of their way to make you feel like you were home. It was just unbelievable. They put rose petals on the bed. It was fucking, whoa. Yeah, it was really nice, man. We had such a lovely, very lovely, very lovely evening. Very, very lovely to get away from the children for a couple of days. It was delightful. Went to the beach. But the place was great. But yeah, the slippers, they had them, Joe, in like a little, like a bag. They were a fresh pair of slippers. I didn't put them on. I did use the robe, though. I did use the robe.
They're nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we are going to be heading into the Ask Bob. I'm trying to remember what the last Ask Bob was. But before that, ladies and gentlemen, the Ask Bob segment brought to you by the fine folks over at Wayfair. Outdoor seating, grills, major appliances, everything. Wayfair's the place to go. Installation and assembly service are available for a truly seamless experience. Outdoor furniture is heavy and intimidating to assemble. Wayfair deals with the hard parts so you don't have to. With over 20 million five-star reviews, you can hear from real customers before you buy. You can shop with Wayfair Verified as well. You can't go wrong with the fine folks over at Wayfair. Patio season is here, and these deals won't last. Head to wayfair.com right now to get your outdoor space ready for way less. That's wayfair.com. Wayfair, thank you for supporting the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Fellas, what was Ask Bob last week?
I asked Joe, blank. You did a picture, didn't you? You didn't?
No, I don't think I did a picture last week. I could take a look.
I think I had a good week. I feel like I had a good week. I don't remember what Ask Bob was last week.
Did Tracker post it? I know he posted the top five.
Tracker always, always.
I was concerned about Tracker.
I did Bobby Spells. I did Bobby's.
Okay. Oh, you did? Yeah, he spelled symphony. And by the way, my dad was like, you know, I was surprised he spelled symphony. I couldn't spell symphony, he said. I was like, really? I was like, you couldn't? He was like,
no. Yeah, you had a good week last. I don't remember what Mikey asked. But
yeah, see, this is old. This one, yeah, Tracker. I was getting concerned. He hadn't posted in weeks, and I texted him and I said, "Everything all right, Track?" And he said he actually got a new job. So I'm happy for him. Shout out Tracker. Yeah, yeah.
I hope it doesn't affect that new job. Could really bang us. I mean,
after I sent that text, I know. After I sent that text, I noticed the top five graphic came back the next week. So Track is okay, Track looks like he's back. Yeah. Hey, listen, everyone needs a little kick in the ass every once in a while. That's all.
All right, let's head into Ask Bob, fellas. So I can step away if you need me to step away, but let's get into it. I think I was 2 for 2 last week. Could be wrong. Be tough like if I'm not.
I don't know. I'll ask the chat, but you do have to step away because I know Joe has a picture this week.
This is going to be now, Michael, I got to ask you, what do you think the odds are that he gets this week? This is Bobby Pictionary's.
So for those of you listening and not on the YouTube, first of all, you should be on the YouTube. Second of all, Joe just showed me a picture of Billy Shakespeare. Okay. William Shakespeare. Now there was an Ask Bob question that I had asked weeks ago, maybe months ago. I don't fucking remember, where I asked him to name 2 or 3 Shakespearean plays. I think he named Romeo and Juliet, and that was it. That was the end of it. So I don't think he's going to get him, Joe. I don't think he's going to get him. The best thing that could happen here, that's the best part of the question, is hopefully he gives, we get something great from the response. And then I'm going to be asking him who bombed Pearl Harbor. That's going to be my question this week.
He's going to get that.
You think so?
If he doesn't get that, Michael, it's a disgrace. I mean, all right.
Yo, all I heard was if he doesn't get that, that's a disgrace, and that sucked. Talk
about putting pressure on, man. Joe, you can go first. Well, let me go first because I think yours is better. I'll go first. Bob, today is a history question. It is the last day of June today when this pod comes out, so it's appropriate, I think. The question today is history. This event started World War II. The event is Pearl Harbor. And I would like to know who was responsible for the Pearl Harbor bombing, Bob.
Japan.
All right. Yeah. Very good. That was the disgrace question. Okay, good. Yeah. Good. So you're out of the woods now. Now this is going to be fun.
By the way, that's the movie I liked a lot.
Pearl Harbor? Okay.
Really liked Pearl Harbor. Okay, good. Feels good because hearing that and then walking in, that was concerning.
Yeah, I just figured that you would know that, Bob. I really thought that's just one that I couldn't envision a world where you didn't get that. So I said, if he doesn't get it, it's a disgrace. Now, mine, on the other hand, I don't know. It's a toss-up, really is. But we're going to do Bobby Pictionary's today, and we're going to show you a picture of one of the most influential people in the history of our time. And I'd like you to tell me, Bob, who is this man?
Now, Bob, would you say you recognize the guy, though? Would you say, like, I've seen this picture, something similar?
That's the problem, is no.
Okay. Yeah, that is a problem.
Historical figure. I would like you just even to guess
I don't have give me the picture one more time. That's gonna show you. I'm trying to even like any guess I have is not
that picture is so good.
Bobby,
is this one bad? How bad is this?
I mean, yeah, it's a guy you should know. It's a guy you should know.
Yeah, it's like, if
I mean, like, honestly, in the grand scheme of your life and how your life has turned out and how your life is going to go in the grand scheme of all of that, it really doesn't fucking matter. But you would say, one would think you would probably know who that is. I would think. But then again, I did tell Joe, I didn't think you would, but we'll see. Well,
what do you think the percentage of the average person is who would get that?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
What would you guess, Mikey?
Does he have a what?
I've never seen a guy that old have an ear piercing.
Yeah, he was ahead of his time, some would say. Very progressive, some would say.
Visionary, some would say.
I have no idea.
Come on, Bob. Give us, bless us with one historical figure.
I would love to give a guess. Like, I don't even have, like, I got nothing. I got nothing. It's an L.
Does the name William Shakespeare ring a bell?
Yeah, it does. Fuck.
The creator of Romeo and Juliet, the greatest love story of our generation. Yeah, or Hamlet. Yes. Or, for those who know, the ball knowers, Beowulf. Another real good.
Beowulf.
Beowulf, yeah.
Did he write Beowulf?
I'm pretty sure he did.
I don't think he did. Did he? That's a good call by you if he did. I did not think he did. Did he?
Beowulf. I think, hold on. Adaptations. Old English poem. Maybe it's not him.
I don't think it was, dude. I don't think it was. I
thought he was.
The author of Beowulf is unknown.
Maybe he did write Beowulf.
Maybe.
I'll take the L. I thought that was one of those that he did. Hamlet,
yes. King Henry, yes. Midsummer
Night's Dream. I wanted Bob to guess some like historical figure, like,
Bob. Last week was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which you got two of them, no, I think.
I didn't get it.
Actually. And then the spelling you had gotten. So this week, one for two again. Yeah. So one for two. Not bad.
Look, if I have what I think would be a thought of who it is, you know, I will fire out the thought for sure.
Dean Martin was one of the best responses in the history of the show.
I had a thought. Yes. It's wrong, yes. But I had a thought.
The Rat Pack. That was so good, man.
That was great. When I said that. Yeah, you could say he was a part of it. Like,
you could say.
Variation of the Rat.
All right, let's go into our top five. A little bit shorter of an episode here today. Let's go into our top five. EA has been on fire with the top fives.
Yeah.
Top five things they don't teach in school but should. Mikey, you're back with your pen and paper.
Yes, I'm back.
So he's back. And I think that's a really, really – really good. I really do.
The category, you mean?
Yeah, I think – because I have a lot of thoughts on it. I think there's a lot of stuff in school they don't teach you that they really, really should.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so I had –
Who won last week? Did Mikey win?
No, Bob won.
I won.
Yeah, I think that Bart Simpson put him over the edge, man. Fuck.
I don't know who came in second, though. I gotta look at the text.
Joe. I mean, yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but or Lambers, but I'm pretty sure it was Joe.
Yes, Joe. And Joe, 29%. I had 25%. So yes, Bob, Joe, and then me.
Sounds about right. Okay, I'm just trying to figure out where I want to go here. Interesting one. I'll go third. Give me third. D-Man, what would you like?
I'll go first.
And let's hit Mikey, you got second, so Petey, take it away.
I think something that should be mandatory for everybody and they never do it is how to do taxes. I don't understand something that plays such an integral role within our, you know, our livelihoods is not even discussed. You just have to like go on into the world and figure out how to fucking file for taxes. It's insane.
Yeah. I agree completely.
Hi. Yes.
Wild.
Somebody just came into the room. That wasn't even housekeeping.
Oh.
I'm telling you, that was not housekeeping. And how they have a key, I have absolutely no idea.
What did they say?
Said, hi, do you work for, and then saw me and then got the hell out of there.
That might be because you extended the room and they might have sold the room to something.
Yeah, that's
different.
Concerning. That's very, very really is. Michael,
that's not,
over
that's
to you.
Not,
Now
yeah, that's, Bob, they that's might a little just... nerve. Well, deadbolt the door, Bob, if you want to deadbolt the door. I'm going to lean into the financial and the financial end as well that they don't teach you. I'm going to talk, I would say investments, like teaching you about investments. There's no teaching about that or what you should put your money into or anything such as that. So I would say investments.
I'm going to say like people/social skills.
Okay.
What do you mean social? Like how to be socially etiquette?
Yeah, like people skills, self-awareness, like people social skills.
Sounds like a class I should have taken. Social skills 101 with Joey D.
Tell you what, boys, this is going to get, I mean, this is
good. Oh, it's going to get nitty gritty, boys.
Yeah. I'm going to say like buying a house or like a mortgage, like how to do, you know, buying a house or a mortgage.
Mortgage is good.
Yeah, it is going to get nitty and gritty. I mean, it's going to get, it's only so far you can go. Over to you, Michael.
Yeah. I'm going to say stress management. Stress management. Never taught, should be taught. Learning how to deal with
mental health stuff.
Yeah, mental health, stress management.
PD got two. Yeah,
I'll go public speaking.
Lord knows that's something that people don't.
No, this is obviously with. This is obviously like grammar school, high school, right? Yeah, it's like college. I feel like they start. You could.
Yeah.
So this is. I think we should be specific about that. This is. You know,
well, high school.
You know, college.
Collegiate level. Yeah.
Yeah.
So public speaking would be the first one. And then the next one, entrepreneurship, like how to create a business, how to form an LLC, how to those things that you need to be able to start your own business.
I'm going to tell you this one that I got. I think this is a good one. Household fixes. Teaching people how to fix shit in the house. Household fixes.
Oh God, I would need to take that, man. I can't.
Bro, why don't they teach that? Because at the end of the day, that's like, I wish I had that at a younger age than fucking calculus. I'm never using algebra. I could tell you that.
You think that they would, you know, enable us with the opportunity of like how to upkeep your home, you know?
Yes.
Like,
yes. Back to back for Bob.
For our boy, El Babo.
So I'm going to say, give me like time management and then give me auto maintenance, like anything car wise. Yeah. Auto maintenance.
Car care.
I like the sound of auto maintenance more, Michael. Okay, Bob. I like that more.
Sure. No problem.
So is you now, Michael?
Yeah.
Man, it's getting slim pickings here, fellas.
It is. I would say legal literacy, rights and laws, knowing rights and laws. Like you don't get taught that in high school either. Like rights and laws, civil rights, laws, whatever. Rights and laws, I'm going to say. Back to back to finish off for the D.
I'll do something that we're involved in, social media, how you can increase a business, how you can, you know, reach different people through social media and how it can impact you from a business perspective, social media. And then
that is the end of it, by the way, Mikey, we still have to go on the back end, right?
Yeah.
I said to finish off for Joe, Joe's list. Yeah.
Um,
this is where it gets really tough here.
I'll do one. Cooking.
You have to.
Like cooking, cooking. Like how to cook, like 101.
Now, see, there used to be home ec, and they would teach you
cook. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's, yeah.
I took a cooking class in, like, middle school.
Yeah,
you want to call that? You want to remove it?
I don't want to remove it because I think it should be maybe more prevalent than it is. But I do feel like there's schools that do it. But again, I don't know.
I would argue
if the committee wants to appeal.
I would say most schools do some sort of cooking class. I would veto, Michael. I would. I think the committee has to take a strong. I just feel like almost every.
I think home ec is taught. I do.
Well, yeah, that's fine. What about, okay, here's one. Career planning, learning what you want to go into and what's best for you based on your skills.
I'm going to give one. My last one I'm going to say, and this is a big one, I think they don't teach you this, budgeting. Learning how to budget, because I mean that, how many people get in trouble with that? So budgeting, that's my last one. Bob, this is your last one.
Tell me if this is a reach. I got another one. If not, but like relationship skills, whether that be
romantic or
could be both. Okay. Could be with a client or relationship skills. Yeah, I guess you could go a lot of different places with this. Michael, if you could read off.
Yes, sir. Joe, he had the first pick. He has got taxes, public speaking, entrepreneurship, social media, and career planning. I had the second pick, investments, stress management, household fixes, rights and laws, and budgeting. Bob has social skills, mortgage contracts, you know, house mortgage, time management, auto maintenance, not car care, and relationship skills. I think I have no idea.
We have absolutely no way to know. we really don't. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, remember, if you are listening Tuesday, tune into that stream. If you want to bet it, you could bet it. Do it with promo code BDS on the Prize Picks app to get in on that. As always, we love you and we appreciate you. And that has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We will see you next time.